Okay. 26 past 7, Tim Noonan is up on the Nome Trail up at Blackwood. G'day, Tim.
Yes, really, almost a Nome Ranger myself here today, guys. I'm up just off Main Road here, just driven past the Bel Air Hotel into the main street of Blackwood here. I'm slinging a copy of the Hills and Valley Messenger across the bonnet of the big red car, and I'm looking onto page 3 there, and it does say the return of the gnomes are here. And, Margaret, resident up here, you've seen the return of the gnomes?
Oh, yes, I saw quite a number of gnomes. Far more than last year.
And the idea is they're little garden gnomes that appear,
yes,
on the roofs of houses?
Well, fairly high positions.
Okay.
Very high. Yep. And this year... Some of them were in twos and threes, rather than just single gnomes.
Isn't that gorgeous?
And they went down to Coromandel Valley even, too. There was one at the vets down there.
That's the first time, because they were here earlier in the year.
Yes, they were, yes. And then they disappeared, and we thought they'd probably been stolen. But then we were told that they hadn't been stolen, that it was a definite plan.
Now, the website, I understand, is not available anymore. Have you tried to...
No, I haven't tried.
No, it says in the article that the website's not there anymore. So whatever they're doing quietly this time.
Yes.
But they assure us that the gnomes that they're putting on roofs as Bel Air Furniture Removals makes a big incision into Chapman Street. There's someone moving out in Chapman Street.
I don't know.
We'll have to keep an eye on that one. Bel Air Removals, okay. But anyway, the gnomes are on the move.
Definitely, yes, because they've gone.
Right, so they've completely gone. So if anyone does see them, perhaps they've moved into another part of the hills, perhaps they could give us a call and let us know. What are you normally out this early?
I'm normally out playing golf this early, yes.
Playing golf?
Playing golf.
Beautiful today, wouldn't it? You can't play on a Wednesday?
No, men's day.
Men's day. Okay. So how often do you play?
4 days a week.
4 days a week, okay. All right. Is easier to find your golf ball than it is to find a gnome up in the hills?
Well, it is today, yes.
Yes. All right, you hit them long and straight. Margaret's renowned for that at the Bel Air Club. So there you go, we're on the track, guys. If anyone can help us out, we'd be more than happy, but I have looked at the places where there are photographs in the paper where it says they are on the roof of the Bel Air Hotel. I've driven past there. No. I've looked at the, the veterinary office there in Blackwood? No, doesn't seem to be there, so they do seem to be on the move. Can anybody help?
Well, you've seen the movie Emily, haven't you, Tim?
I have, yes, that's right. She takes her father's little gnome and sends it around the world, and then the photographs come back.
They have a mind of their own.
Perhaps it's we're really just part of a plot of some bizarre French movie. wouldn't Blackwood be a great backdrop for a French movie? I've always thought that as I've driven through here.
Tim, stay on the line. We've got Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Yeah. I have a bit of a tip-off. I understand that one of the paint places in Blackwood gives away gnomes with every sale.
Tim, is that a help?
I haven't heard that.
No, you're not a painter?
No.
No?
No.
Now, we might have to ask the person who's moving out down the road. They might have been painting their house recently. Now, we don't know about that.
Where are you at the moment?
We're in Chapman Street. We're just off Main Road. I mean, the traffic that you can hear in the background there is people going along Main Road in Blackwood.
All right.
So, you know, right in the shopping centre.
Well, there's a paint shop not very far from where you are, Tim. You might want to head up there and see if you can find another bunch of gnomes. You never know your luck.
Okay. We're on your home ground here, Tony, aren't we?
Well, I do. The funny thing is, I drive through Blackwood. I shop in Blackwood because I live in Bel Air. But, so I drive in there every other day, not every day. And I haven't seen a gnome yet. I mean,
Margaret, you said they're only here for 3 days.
Yes.
All right. I didn't see them when they were there last time, and I didn't see them this time. I guess they're too high when you're just driving through.
Yes, I guess that you could imagine just driving through without looking at the roof, you could easily miss them, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you could, yes. Yeah. But if you're walking, you usually look at them and you do see them when you're walking.
All right, well, I'll go and have a look in the paint shop, guys, and see what I can find.
Well, we're going to have a caller, and that's Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Baldies. On the way to work this morning, I did spot a couple of gnomes, thinking also that they had gone, but further up on Main Road at or near Strike a Light... And there was one near an advertising sign at the Bel Air Hotel on the top of the big hoarding.
Tim, there you go.
Okay, well, thanks for that. I have just driven past Bel Air Hotel. I had a good look at the top of the hotel there, but we're looking at an advertising sign near the hotel.
Yeah.
Is that what, near the railway crossing there? There's one there, isn't it?
Yes, right on top.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, look, I'll head back there and have a quick look, and we'll go to Strike a Light
and have
a look as well.
That's okay.
Yep, all right, Tim. We'll get back to you.
Okay.
We hope you'll have a gnome with you. And, in fact, Steve called to say that the police are on their way to Blackwood to check out gnomes. So, your gnomes, not our gnomes. So, it might get a bit crowded up there fairly shortly. But anyway, I'll go back to Tim sometime in the next 15 minutes and keep listening. It could be to your advantage.
26 minutes to 8, Senior Constable Anne Lambert joins us from Police Communications. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Now, you're on the trail of the gnomes?
I don't think we are. Although I noticed a few at Coromandel Valley the other day as well.
Oh, yeah, they're part of the whole thing.
Yes.
So it hasn't reached you yet?
No.
It's just a bit of fun.
It is.
Senior Constable Anne Lambert from Police Communications. And also thanks to Bill from Cherry Gardens, who's just rang to report there's a gnome on top of the chicken shop on Shepherd's Hill Road. So they're right through that area. I'm going to... they'll all be gone by the time I go home. I was going to say I'll go up there and have a look, see if I can find an... I'd like a gnome in my garden. Maybe they'll drop one off. On the breakfast program with the Ball Brothers, Don Keneally and Tony McCarthy, and there are gnome calls galore. Mark called to say there are gnomes on Pizza Haven at Blackwood, three on the signboard near the railway crossing, and Paul from Aldinga rang to say he thinks these gnomes are mountaineering gnomes in training to climb Mount Everest for the next climbing season. And Cliff is on the line. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you, the website we said wasn't running, is
it
running?
It is running, yes.
Okay.
Gnoming.net.
Gnoming.net?
Yep. So you can keep up with the gnoming.
Are you a gnomester or...
I know nothing about it, actually. But there is one on the siren at the fire station at Eden Hills. And there's still one looking down on the Shell service station at Blackwood as well.
All right. Well, it's obviously somebody's idea of fun, or it's a publicity campaign for something. And we'll find out more, I guess, as we go along. And John is also there. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm from Blackwood Sound Centre, and we actually have had up to four gnomes on our roof. But I just wanted to let you know that just there's someone obviously with a mean and miserable streak as well, because just as much as someone's having fun putting them up, someone else is having fun either smashing them or taking them down.
Oh, really? That's a pity.
Yeah, each time we've had some on our roof, and I quite enjoy having them there, they've been either destroyed or removed.
Yeah.
So there is someone, as I said, with a miserable streak trying to destroy the fun.
Yeah. Do they go up when you're not there? Obviously, when you're not there?
Obviously, overnight, yeah. At some stage. At one stage, I was a bit disappointed, frankly, that they'd gone, so I went and put a couple up myself to replace them, but they were gone within a few days.
Yeah.
Again. In fact, they weren't gone. They were just smashed with a hammer.
Oh, well, that's very sad. Thank you for the call, John. And we go briefly to Tim Noonan before we go to a man who loves his gnome, which is Matthew. Good morning, Tim.
Oh, yes. Hello, guys. Yes, look, I'm standing here right next to Glenelg Railway Station, where the railway line crosses Main Road. And indeed, as Margaret, or as the caller said before, next to the Bel Air Hotel, on the advertising hoarding, there are three gnomes.
Three?
Three of them. I don't know how they got up there. They are little ones, but people coming by this way, and there is a number of them. We'll see them there above a real estate advertising hoarding. Three of them. They seem to be identical. They're definitely not moving at the moment. And I'm just trying to work out how they did get them up there. It would have been quite a feat. So, I don't know. I guess you're either gnome positive or gnome negative. And that there is an example of someone who's gnome positive in the background there. Good morning, sir.
How is the traffic, Tim?
Well, the traffic, let's see. Regency Road, Sefton Park. We've got a two-car there, which apparently is causing some problems. Still on the up track there. The truck is causing some problems on the freeway. I understand it's off the road, but it is still there. We're heading to a maximum of 30 today. A beautiful day for gnome spotting. But we do have some showers on the way for later in the week.
Thank you, Tim.
Cheers.
You can bring the gnome back if you like, because I know somebody who would just absolutely love it, and that's Matthew Abraham. Good morning.
Isn't there a pun there? There's no something like gnome?
No. No place like gnome, yeah.
That's it.
I know. We had a couple of gnomes sent into this program for whatever reason a while back. One of them had a sort of axe stuck in its back.
I've got them at home.
Yeah, well, your eyes lit up when you saw them.
A fork stuck in its bottom. There's another one. They're twisted gnomes.
Well, gnomes are everywhere.